This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
You staying with me? Yeah, you can give us a call. It's 855-REAL-JOE. 855-REAL-JOE, 732-5563. Welcome to the Joe Messina Show. I am Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina. Check out our website, joemessina.com. That's joemessina.com. 855-732-5563. All right, I want you to think with me for just a minute as we're talking about, this is going to be your business show. You didn't know you called the business channel. You didn't know you tuned in. But think of it for a minute. You have a product. Just go with me for a minute. You have a product that every time your customers use it, the first, second time they die. And they're gone. They're never going to buy again. They're stopped buying. They're never going to buy again. They've passed away. God rest their soul. They're gone. What kind of business model is that? How are you going to stay in business if your customer continues to pass away or go into a coma and never to buy from you again? You see, the business model of the drug trade, cocaine and heroin, and is to methamphetamine, it's to give you a taste. Hi, little boy. Hi, little girl. You want some for free? Remember that? Want a taste? Come on. And you go, okay. And then you're hooked. And you end up stealing from your family and your friends. It becomes a miserable life, breaking into houses and cars. People have been there. I used to arrest those people. We used to chase those people. They're very dangerous when they're desperate. But at least from a business standpoint, you could tell when the drug dealers would have people buy their drugs, their goal was to have them come back. In fact, they would do almost anything to get the drug. Imagine if you had a hamburger shop and you were selling hamburgers, and man, people would come and they would do anything to get your hamburger. That was, man, oh man, they would steal. You were like, wow, my product's amazing. Okay, now fast forward a little bit and let's talk fentanyl. Who would ever sell or distribute a drug where your customer is gone the first or second time they try it? Well, let me tell you. You see, people don't understand that China is not playing around. You see, China has decades-long plans. They don't redo their budgets every year and go into this crazy time period of we're going to default on our debt and on and on. China does once every 5 years it meets. That's its thinking. You understand China's thinking is so long-term that they meet to discuss policy and changes every 5 years? When you have places like California that can't even manage its budget every year, how quickly would they mess up if you say, check back with me in 5 years? You see, China's goal is not to kill off the entire United States, but the fighting men, young men, between the ages of 15 and 25. What's the number one cause of death? Fentanyl, drug, poisoning. It's not overdose. Right, an overdose is, I'm going to come back and buy the same drug over and over. Fentanyl is not that way. Fentanyl is poisoning. People think they're getting one drug and they get another. Why would you kill off your customer? Well, it's very simple. It's because they're not doing that business model. Their business model isn't for repeat customers. Their business model is simple. We want to kill every man, woman, and child that touches it. And by the way, we're going to distribute specifically in the neighborhood of young men and young men of that age, 15 to 25. We're killing you. Thanks for coming. Bye. Never see you again. Do you think China is doing this as a way to thin out the population of the United States, of the fighting age population of the United States? You know, when Adolf Hitler thought about going through Switzerland, he realized that Switzerland at the time had every man, woman, and child, I believe today it's the same way, of a certain age, I think it was either 12 or 14 years of age, had to be proficient in a firearm. And in fact, you had to have a rifle and a handgun. You see, when you are fighting the entire population of a country called Switzerland, Adolf Hitler made it very clear, we're going to go around you. We're not going to worry about taking you right now. Too much damage. We're going to go around you. But if Adolf Hitler could have spent a few years poisoning the population, the fighting age, the most virile, if you will, for reproduction, the most virile for fighting, the strongest men and women of that age bracket that would carry on the legacy of the United States, if we can kill them, says Adolf Hitler, he probably would have done it, don't you think? And all he had to do was, well, at the day maybe consider you were drinking milk and he would have poisoned the milk. It would have been easy to do. So as you were thinking about what's happening with the population crime, if you will, or population poisoning of the United States, you see, the drug crisis isn't about any one type of drug. It's about the poisoning. It's not about OD. So you got to ask yourself, what's China doing? Well, I was recently on a trip in the Caribbean and in Central America, and you get a chance to see exactly what's happening. China has control of the port cities across Central America. 10 years ago, I was in Costa Rica. Today, it's not the same place. Today, the huge grocery stores are beautiful. Who owns them? China. Who owns the ports? China. Who owns the trucking and the diesel fuel distribution? China. Now, there are still little stores on the side that are owned and operated by Costa Ricans. But you can repeat that in Honduras. You can repeat it in Nicaragua. You can repeat it throughout all of Central America. And who owns it? China. Is that part of a big plan? We'll see when we come back. I'll be right back. I'm Arif Halaby. Stay with me on the Joe Messina Show. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Welcome back. I'm Eric Palaby. Don't go far as we are continuing with your show. This is the Joe Messina Show. Listen, I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. I want you to go to joemessina.com, join in our chat rooms. Let me know what you're thinking. It matters to me when you call in and you tell us what's going on in your life, because here's what I'm seeing. We have seen over and over the impact China has across the world. I remember sitting on a plane, I don't know, probably 15 years ago now, and reading in an article how China started developing a deep water port in West Africa. Now, it was a story, and I remember thinking to myself, what are they doing in West Africa? It's so far away. Well, what they did is they created this opportunity to own pieces of land all throughout
Africa. They sent in their expedition teams to buy up land under different names, 99-year leases, and they continued to explore and build an infrastructure with railroads and manufacturing and mining, strip mining, and take all of the minerals that are important to China, but out of Africa. Now, by building that deep water port where all of these railroad tracks basically go to the same place, they created this deep water port that rivals nearly any in the world, maybe except San Francisco. And this deep water port brings all of those minerals across. Well, they couldn't do it if they didn't own the Panama Canal. Excuse me? Yeah. You see, when Jimmy Carter gave up the Panama Canal, after a short bit of time, China, for all intents and purposes, just bought it. Now, it's probably not, I don't know, I didn't read the exact document, like everything, but I'm thinking they own it for 90 years, 99 years, 100 years, something like that. You see, what China did is they said, don't worry, we've got it. We'll take care of it. We'll maintain it. We're going to pay you guys. So China's position and presence throughout all of the islands of Central America, of the Caribbean, and all of Central America, from Panama to Costa Rica, they're in Brazil. They own swaths of land in the Brazilian rainforest. You see, they're putting their mark through the Western Hemisphere. And partially, if you think about it, you see, just like the American Red Cross. Yes, stay with me. You'll get this metaphor here in a minute. You see, the American Red Cross doesn't want to take every pint of blood, right? They just want one pint. But come back in 6 weeks, we'll get another pint. Come back in 6 weeks, we'll take another. Oh, we'll see you in 6 weeks. Come back with another. You see, the American Red Cross needs you to be the host for the blood that they're going to use to, God willing, save lives. What does China want? Do they want to strip out the United States and turn it into a wasteland? Of course not. They need workers. They need people that are going to produce goods and services, that are going to strip mine the fruits and vegetables and the crops of the United States and send everything back to China. That's what they're doing. That's why they have farmland that they own here. It's not a secret. I can't believe some people don't get it. Like, this is fairly obvious. Just look at what they did throughout Africa. Look at what they're doing throughout Central America and Mexico. Look at what they're doing throughout the Caribbean. They own the grocery stores, the ports, the gasoline and oil distribution. I was in one of the Caribbean countries recently, and I remember seeing this pattern of behavior where there's just Chinese nationals everywhere. I'm like, what are they doing here? And they keep to themselves, right? They own the huge supermarket, supermercado, big supermarket, and then they live behind it, and it's a stinking palace, I'm telling you, man. They're the only ones that are importing cars, the nice cars, car parts, and they have the best automobiles. And they stay within themselves, and they bring in other people, and they have their own restaurants and their own communities and their sub-communities and their expat neighborhoods. And it's Chinese. You see, when I think about this, you've got to ask yourself, what's the job of them? They're just businessmen and women, aren't they? Or maybe they will be activated. Maybe they will be told, shut down the supply of fuel because the government isn't paying attention. So I was speaking with the police officer, and he said, Arif, let me be clear on something. We know exactly what they're doing. But why does this matter to me and you? Well, it's simple. They came in and bought us all new police cars. We needed new uniforms. You know how inexpensive that stuff is when it's made in China? Do you know how inexpensive it is to bring automobiles when you buy them in bulk and when you're getting Americans buying plastic stuff, and we're sending the dollars to China? I mean, look, of course we're buying other things, but in the end, the reason they're able to do this is because of us. That's why Donald Trump was such a threat. Right? He came in and he said, China, you need to be put in your place. We're the dominant power, and we're going to promote, on some level, democracy and freedom. Certainly a lot more than what you're going to see from China. And that really changed because Joe Biden was bought and paid for. We know that. And in doing so, China can move and run around just any way it wants. It floats a balloon across the United States. It's not as if, oh, you can't see me, playing hide-and-seek with a three-year-old. Hides in the closet, closes his eyes. You can't see me. It's kind of like, well, I said three-year-old and Joe Biden in the same sentence. I know some play make-believe and some are thinking make-believe is real. You decide who's who. When Joe Messina comes back, he'll be back tomorrow. I want you guys to call in and ask him, what's happening with China? He'll tell you, he knows. What's happening with China in Central America and the Caribbean? You see, China's moving through this hemisphere because it's a lot easier to send men through Mexico, you understand that, than 5,000 miles across the ocean. It isn't difficult. Their goal is to not shut down the United States and make every restaurant a Chinese restaurant. Their goal is to be something very simple. It's to make us produce for them, so that the 1.5 billion people in China that consume stuff are now consuming the fresh fruits and vegetables, goods and services, wheat, oil, energy, gas from the United States. That's why you can't allow China to purchase farmland in your area. And they're going to do the same thing that Disney did. Walt Disney went down to Florida and he didn't buy it. Under Walt Disney, people would have raised the prices. Some of them wouldn't even have sold to him. So he had to buy it under pseudonyms, fake names, fake corporations. China's doing the same thing. Community, you guys want to get together? You want to own the farmland in your own neighborhood? You have to do it as a group. It's the only way to do it. You got to keep them out. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Arif Halaby. Don't go far. We'll be coming back after the break. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show. 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Go to joemessina.com and get involved. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Florida State Chapter of the NAACP wants the group's national board to issue a travel advisory against visiting the Sunshine State because of recent legislation related to race and diversity. Governor Ron DeSantis says,
during COVID, these people would be on CNN, all this stuff, slamming Florida, saying we were so bad, don't go to Florida, and then they would end up being spotted on the beach somewhere.
The state NAACP also expressed concern about a proposed 6-week abortion ban and a bill bills that would place restrictions on the use of preferred pronouns at school. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to take the stand any time in her ski and run court battle. Paltrow is accused of running into and badly injuring a man and then skiing away with her friends as he remained unconscious. Paltrow denies the accusation and is countersuing for $1. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. I'm your host, guest host, Eric Palaby. Filling in for Joe Messina, give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. I want to bring this to your attention. 855-REAL-JOE, by the way, go to joemessina.com. China has opened police stations across the United States, Canada, and most of the world, according to everything. CNN, New York Post, in other words, it's not some sort of left-wing, right-wing anything. It is reported all over the place. And you're seeing from the Christian Broadcast Network, going back even a year to the, give me another one here, BBC is reporting about a year ago, China's police stations across the world, about 110 of them is what we've identified, there are agents of Chinese Communist government that are operating overseas police stations, including here inside of the United States. You see, they think they have a world dominance where they are the world police. Now, you might have said the United States felt that way at one point, maybe. But now China's job is to come into your neighborhood and shut you down if they don't like what you're saying. China's job is to come up. Now, this is the Chinese Communist Party. I've been to China three times, probably one of the most beautiful countries in the world. It's just stunning. And the everyday man and woman on the street, the people that you meet on the neighborhoods, in the tourist areas, in the mountains, etc., incredible. Very hospitable. Very much wanting to learn about where we're from and what, because we look different. This is 2008, 2010, when a lot of people were traveling to China. It was still relatively new. And the biggest tourism in China, believe it or not, were other Chinese, because the Chinese operate under a regional system, meaning you weren't allowed to leave your area, let's say your county or your section of the state, let alone the rest of the country. So China operated where, unless you had permission to leave, and then you could only leave with a certain amount of money, they checked your bank account to see if you had withdrawn money recently for unknown reasons, so you could travel outside. Were you ever coming back? What are you doing? Are you subversive? Are you trying to create a problem? And so they wouldn't allow you to travel with your entire family. You see, they learned about the 40s and 50s and 60s when people were escaping communism in Eastern Europe. They were fleeing to Western Europe, and they were just taking, quote, a vacation, and then they would just never go back. Right, you would leave East Germany and you would go for vacation, let's say, in Finland. And then you would make an escape and eventually you'd get your way out of
East Germany or Czechoslovakia or Poland. So China knows that. So what they do is they don't allow you to take a whole vacation with your family outside of your region. Now, today it's a little bit more loose, but not even close to what you have in the United States. So if most of the tourists in China are still Chinese, what do they even know about what their government is doing? Well, I'm going to tell you, they know very, very little. The Chinese Communist Party is very clear on bifurcating the state into the haves and the have-nots, the close and the far away. Does that sound familiar? Creating enemies, but because of you, those people. Right? The Uyghurs. The Uyghurs, who are they? It's an ethnic group of Chinese that have a historic relevance. They became Muslim a long time ago, 1,000+ years ago. And it's an area, it's a region that are consider themselves still Chinese, and yet they're Uyghurs, right? Except they're Muslim. So the Chinese Communist Party starts cracking down on them, not letting them do certain things. Of course, some of them fight back. They label them all as terrorists. Does that sound familiar? And so they start putting them in re-education camps, concentration camps. I spoke to one gentleman who had come from one of those, escaped from one of those, and who now drives an Uber in Las Vegas. So I got a chance to spend some time with him. I said, that's a Muslim name, and you look Asian. Where are you from? Well, he tells me the story. Yeah, what he shared with me, even if 10% of it was true, I'm sure at least half of it was, but let's just say 10% of it was true about what the Chinese were doing to the people. It should blow your mind. Should scare the daylights out of you. China has opened dozens of overseas police stations around the globe to monitor citizens of China that are living abroad. And even if you say, I'm no longer a citizen of China, I'm now a citizen of Canada. I'm no longer a citizen of China, I'm a citizen of the United States. Tough luck. Sorry. There is an interesting approach. Now, what are they using? They're using converted warehouses. They're using front businesses. They're using houses. They're using locations across the country that are up to and including Chinese embassies and consulates. Now, they say, oh, these are not really police stations. They are service stations. We can serve the people that are vacationing in the Bahamas. So we have one of these provisions. So you see, when Chinese citizens go abroad and open up a business, and then they decide, you know what, I think I'm really becoming more Honduras. I like Honduras as a people. My kids have gone to school here. We start melding into the community. We speak Spanish fluently. Don't worry, the police station down the street is there within a few minutes with some men dressed in a very intimidating manner, I'm sure. And they come knocking on your door. Do you think there's any other reason for 110 plus police stations across the country, including in Central America? What are they needed in Costa Rica? For what? What are they needed in Peru? Why? You see, these are very important questions. Because as the Chinese Communist Party starts to infiltrate, pay off, own the Biden family, because they do. Right? I think it all started when Hillary Clinton's emails, I can tell you this. Can't tell you how I know, maybe. I don't know. Probably everybody knows now. But China was watching in real time. For example, as Hillary Clinton was sending an email to the President of the United States, when she was sending an email to her ambassador in China, when she was sending an email to anybody, when she was talking on the phone to other heads of state or secretary of states, in real time, China received that information. You see, there's a reason that Hillary Clinton destroyed all of that material, because she knew in 48 hours with cover from the news media that nobody was going to ask, nobody cared, nobody thought about it, it didn't matter. You were going to change your mind. You were going to start worrying about the Kardashians anyway. What's Paris Hilton doing next? We better find that out. It's the reason the FBI, they went, uh-oh. I can't use that word, by the way, the word the FBI used. It was an oh, baloney, oh, blank. Right? When they said that, the only way they could do it is swear to secrecy and provide immunity to all of those men and women involved in the Hillary Clinton server scandal. Right? They were service people, men and women, assistants. You see, the amount of stuff that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden as vice president and President Obama had that China now owns is such an enormous amount of information. I think you got to ask yourself, is this something that could hurt the country, hurt the United States of America? You see, President Trump could have put Hillary Clinton in jail. Could have, pretty easily. Mismanaged secret material, treason, directly or indirectly, on purpose or on accident. And now we know Joe Biden and his family. President Trump could have done that, but he didn't. I think he didn't because the advisors he had said it would be a bad idea, right? We're not a banana republic, as they say. And when you hear that term, just so you know, bananas were grown in Central America. The United States Fruit Company, the Dole Pineapple, right? Dole Fruit Company and others. They basically controlled the governments of Central and South America and other countries, Caribbean. And that's where the word term banana, because that was the fruit they grew quite a bit, the Banana Republic. So as I share that with you, President Trump was told, listen, we are not one of those people that use the power of the government to throw and overthrow our enemies. Well, surprise, after the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the pending Trump, arrest, maybe. We'll be back. Stay with me. I'm Arif Halaby. Don't go far. The Joe Messina Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Messina Show. I'm Eric Hallaby. Glad you could join us. Glad you could stay with us. 855. I like to say 888, don't I? It's another phone number on another show. On my shows, by the way, that's here in Southern California every weekend. You can listen to me if you're interested. It's the Total Financial Hour. Talking about the Joe Messina Show, I think you guys should give us a call. Here's why. China is here in the United States. What do you think we should do? Well, do you just go in and tell them, hi, you're evicted, it's time to go home? What do you do with the Chinese? Ready for this? They have, quote, convinced, I love it. I love it, they convinced. Probably with, I don't know, a conversation, some little kung pao chicken, and a one-way ticket back to China. They have convinced 230,000 Chinese nationals to return home to clarify some issues. Yeah, we're just going to clarify. We're going to, you know, we got to discuss this. We can't speak here because, you know, there's lots of things going on. Come back home to China and we'll take care of it.
Okay, remember at the beginning of the show, what was I saying? You see, China's job is to keep your family and some of your money back home. Quote, back in China. So when you go overseas and you do other things, you have other businesses, you start getting away from the agenda. You're part of the subversive group, the internal group, the sleeper cell. I don't know, another way to say it. Whether the sleeper cell is the folks that work for city county agencies, water agencies, electric grids, whether their job is just to work in local government, whether their job is to handle grocery stores and the distribution of fuel, diesel fuel, etc., in Central South America, the Bahamas, Caribbean. Right, when you get out of line, that's what these police stations are all about. And it's funny, they only say there's a few of them in North America, just a few in North America. And they're, you know, cultural liaison to help with, oh, really? You see, the United States and the FBI know this. They know what's going on with China. In fact, the DEA and other three-letter agencies gave a report recently, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We know this because somebody was in that room. And that update, that response to what's happening with China, the U.S. government at the highest levels knows exactly what the purpose for this distribution of fentanyl is, where it's coming from, what factories in China are producing the raw chemicals, how they bring them into Mexico, how the cartel's job is to mix and match it, and they are paid, you need to understand this, they are paid big money, not for you to come back and to become a repeat customer. They're being paid big money so that they can distribute it. Like, ask yourself this. The cartels are not our friends. I mean, we know that, right? Anybody not sure? All right. Their job is to mix these chemicals, and they never do a perfect job of it, right? It's not like the big bins where it's mixed and turned as if somebody was kneading dough for a pizza. They kind of mix it together. They smash it together. Most of the people in the room are usually high on something anyway. Quote your chemists. They mix it all together. They stamp it in a pill, these pill presses, and they send it to the United States. They know, the cartels know, you are going to die. Many of you will die by taking the fake Xanax. Right? They know that they're getting the raw chemical of Xanax and fentanyl. And they're mixing it, or Vicodin, or Norco, or whatever the Adderall. They're mixing it in a pill form and going to the college campuses on purpose. They know they're going to mix it into the party drugs for this weekend. They know many young men and women are going to die. Why do you think they're not doing this at old folks' homes? Hello? Nursing homes? Well, hello? Senior living centers? The villages, why aren't they doing it? Because the people that can fight back, the smart people, the ones that are coming up with ideas and creativity, if they can't kill you, their job is to put you in a coma and to make you a vegetable. That's really the end result. China knows this. And the drug cartels know this as well. So what do? It's very simple. They're saying, we're killing off our customers, so China, you better pay us more money. You see, the United States knows this. There's been reports that President Trump had a hit list across the border in which he was going to send special forces to take out drug cartels, manufacturing, bad guys, real bad guys, meaning you're going to have to invade another country's sovereignty, airspace, boots on the ground. Well, you don't tell the Mexican government. Why would you? Right? They're in bed with the drug cartels. In fact, didn't we arrest one of the administrations, the last administration or so, top members, right? Defense minister, if I'm not mistaken. He's in jail for drug dealing. I think we released him back to Mexico, and then they promptly released him back out into the wilderness and said, never mind. Right? You realize that the Mexican government is corrupt. I know this is a shock. Please hold your drink with the left hand. Be strong. Stay with me. You understand that of the 32 states in Mexico, at least 5, if not 7 or 8, are completely broken as a system. They are what we call a failed state. Right? I mean, it's the Wild West. So, of course, the distribution, the drug cartels are running the show. So the United States has an option. Joe Biden doesn't have courage. Remember the first hour, courage. You got to be prepared. You got to be willing to give up. You can say a lot of things about President Trump, but that man has a lot of courage. I'm not saying I liked everything he said or everything he did. Nobody does. Right? I didn't ask for Jesus Christ, although that might be nice, to be president of the United States. We asked for a human being, and we had two choices. Corrupt and a little crazy. I took a little crazy. I'm willing. Nobody wanted Hillary Clinton to be in that seat when we knew that every single foreign government that was against us, that hated us, had her emails, her thoughts, and probably had dirt on her. Well, surprise, Joe Biden gets in. Joe Biden, if anything, is a man loyal to his family. We know that. So when you come to him and say, do this or else Hunter Biden will release this information, do that or we're going to release this information on Jim Biden, your brother, do this or we're going to release information on the mother of your grandchildren. You don't think that Joe Biden and the evil person in the story who was wife, Jill Biden, I think she's the most evil in the story. Look, Hunter Biden is a corrupt dummy. Frat boy who just never grew up, who's got half his brain fried on drugs. I get it. But Jill, quote Dr. Jill Biden, she knows exactly what she's doing. She knows exactly how she's putting her husband to look like a fool forever, right? This isn't the Grover Cleveland administration where there's a few witnesses and some things written down and people forget it after a generation. This is the generation in which everything is recorded forever in posterity. So watching Joe Biden shake hands with the air, watching him say dumb things, can't figure out how to walk upstairs, watching Joe Biden trip over his own shoes, watching him smell a young woman's hair and give hugs to... It's creepy. She knows this. Instead of saying, honey, it's time for you to step down, or better yet, you shouldn't have run to begin with, she lets him do it. Right? Ladies, I want you to know, my wife's probably listening. I think this is important. Your job is to keep an eye on us. Keep us from looking stupid, just like mine is. Right? If I have something on my teeth, my zipper's open, if I'm walking and I trip and because I have toilet paper stuck on my foot, I mean, you get it? You're supposed to catch me. Ladies, if your skirt is tucked into your pantyhose, our job is to say, hey, sweetie, come here. Hey, you got something in your nose. I'm a bit crude, but I want you to get the idea. You got to look out for each other. The one that you said till death do us part, better or worse, you got to keep an eye on us. Hey, sweetie, you had too much to drink. Hey, you're doing too much of this. I don't mean be a nag, but your job is to keep an eye on each other. Hey, Joe, President Biden, you're shaking hands with the air. I'm not there. There's nobody there. You turn to the right and left. If you don't think that means China's going to invade Taiwan, you're so overreacting. Watch it. One, I think, and I've got a bet. It's an outside shot. I get it. But I have a bet that he's not president. Mr. Biden is not president by the end of this year. Huh? Hey, listen. Write it down. I have a feeling he's going to step down. I have a feeling he's not going to be in office at the end of the year. And yes, that means Ms. Harris will be our new president. I think that's going to happen. It's just an educated guess, but an outside shot. I get it. But I think he's going to try to announce. But you think anybody's going to want him as president when he's owned by China that has police stations across the world who are monitoring everything? I'm worried. All right, stay with me after the top of the break. Look, thanks for listening. I want you to go to joemessina.com. Go to the website, check out the stations, the times, get something to drink, grab your defibrillator. I think you need to hold on. We have a lot more coming back after the break.